Hello, hello, hello. Oh, geez, I forgot the microphone. The most Hello, 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 hello. Hello, is it working now? All right, sorry about that, guys. Jeez. Okay, so back to what I was saying. Oh, jeez. You know, let's try it one more time here.
Bruh.
All right, hold on a second.
Bruh.
Okay, there we go. We good? We good? Hey, Lambo, no eating right now, please. Jeez. Yay. Anyways, all right. So happy to have you guys back. You know, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for letting me know about the sound. You know, the fact that it wasn't working. But again, look, believe it or not, as crazy as that might sound, everything that just happened, you know, has a lot to do with today's episode. Not just me being a few minutes late, but the fact that, you know, again, I didn't have the microphone, you know, plugged in correctly. I didn't have that going. And everything that had to do with that. And what do I mean? Well, I am an American. And I think a lot of you guys are also American or coming from the USA. And, well, you know, over there, life is go, not stop. Everything has to be perfect. You cannot be late. And I can go on and on and on. And believe it or not, that actually starts affecting you and your health, all right? It starts affecting your mental health. It starts affecting your, you know, again, you start getting stressed out, tons of anxiety, all this other stuff. Again, notice that, you know, I'm not even fazed. I'm not worried about the fact that, again, I showed up 10 minutes late. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you the real reason why I was 10 minutes late. On top of that, the fact that I didn't even plug in my microphone. Once I plugged it in, you know, again, since the whole thing is going on right now, you know, it took a minute, you know, for the system to even recognize the microphone, and I can go on and on. And again, what does this have to do with health? Well, it has a lot to do with health, okay? A lot of people these days, you know, unfortunately, you know, they're stressed out to the max. And when you have too much stress, well, it really does affect your health a lot. It affects, again, not only your mental health, but your physical health. And so in today's episode, we're going to be talking about health, okay? We're going to be talking about how, you know, my own personal health has improved and increased, you know, by so much, by substantial amounts. And I think a lot of you guys that end up moving out here to Mexico and living out here in Mexico and embrace the culture, the way of life, and you know, just embrace everything about what it is to live out here, you will also quickly find out that your health is just going to keep getting better and better. Now, of course, I talk about this a lot, you know what I mean? Because it just so happens to be part of, you know, a lot of the things that we talk about here, you know, on one shape, form or another, you know, talking about health, you know, just always kind of overlaps with other things that I talk about here. But the reality is that, you know, it's not just the food, you know, or the access to medical care, which we're going to talk about. We're going to go in more detail. But a lot has to do with the way of life, especially if you really, really embrace the way of life out here. So, you know, going back to why I was 10 minutes late. Okay, believe it or not, I thought I was going to be early today. You know, I had everything set up, everything going. I just had a few things to do, like, you know, connect the microphone. You know, and that's about it. And what happened was that, like, you know, I went outside real quick, you know, just to use the boy, the little boy's room real quick, you know, to use the restroom before we got started. And, Christian, you know, just called me to my attention, you know, hey, you know, I blah, 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 you know, and, you know, talking about art. Because, you know, she has a big event that she's getting ready for, and she's working on, you know, her artwork and yada, yada, yada. I don't want to bore you with all that right now. But basically, you know, she just struck up a conversation real quick about something that, you know, hey, boom, I just had like an epiphany about XYZ and like, okay, cool. And we just had a little talk. Now, normally, I probably would have been there half an hour, you know, talking, philosophizing, you know, whatever it is, you know, with her. But I had to go because you guys were waiting. I had a show to get to. All right. And so basically I had to cut it short. But anyways, by the time I came over here, sat down, I was like, oh my God, you know, I went over, you know what I mean? Like I was like, you know, literally 10 minutes late. And why was I so nonchalant about it? Well, because again, the way of life out here, you know, where all of a sudden, you know, there's a lot more importance. Okay. And for example, having a strong relationship with my wife or your loved ones, where again, to me, as much as I want to be here and do the show and talk about these things and, you know, all these things that I do here, that's not my number one priority. You know what my number one priority is? My own health, my own mental health, you know, my wife's health, you know, the fact that, you know, it's a lot more important, you know, for us to have that conversation, you know, just talk about whatever it is we were talking about at that moment, because it was in like a, kind of like an important topic, you know, whatever. And talk about that, discuss that, touch on that, and then move on to what I had to do. And I'm not in that mindset that I used to always be in, you know, being in the USA where it's just like, go, 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 go. I got my appointment. I can't be late. I got things to do, you know, all this whole thing. That eventually starts stressing you out, you know, starts deteriorating your health, and that could go on and on and on. Okay, and so that's the thing. That's why a lot of people, when they come out here, they're never able to embrace that, because again, that's all part of the culture, and it's like take it or leave it. Again, you know, I wasn't that worried, you know, about being late. You know, I was more, you know, again, I was just more worried, not even worried, you know what I mean? I was just more concerned, I guess, or, you know, my main thing was, again, you know, having that discussion about art, because that's what we were talking about. We were talking about art, and that's it. So anyways, all right, so let's just make sure that everything is working correctly. It seems like the sound is on, everything's going. I got my levels here leveling out. And let's just go through the chat real quick before we go a little deeper into this conversation. By the way, if there's any questions or any, you know, comments or any, you know, anything you want me to touch on when it comes to this topic in particular, please, you know, go at it in the chat, you know, and I would love for you, you know, to, again, participate, you know, with this conversation. It's not just a one-sided conversation, even though I'm just me going at it without stopping. But please, if you have anything to add that, you know, would pertain to this, or anything you want me to touch on that would pertain to this, then please, you know, go at it. It'd be nice to, you know, to discuss. All right. So Jesse says, I remember your real estate agent guest from some videos back. She said, you're talking about Amy. Exactly. So, you know, Amy, you know what I mean? From a video that I did with her, you know, when we were doing some home tours and she was telling us about, you know, her, you know, moving from the USA to over here and so on and so forth. Yeah, she discussed it, you know, very well in her interview. You know, she was talking about how, you know, basically stress was killing her. Like stress is killing a lot of you guys and has killed so many of us. Look, for example, you maybe can hear it, maybe you can't hear it. There's someone out there with a buzzsaw, you know, doing construction. Am I concerned about it? No. Why would I be concerned about it? A lot of other YouTubers, you know, might be, you know, going crazy. Or other people that live out here might be going kind of nuts as to the noise. That's too much noise. Oh my God, it's messing up my noise levels or my video or my this or my that. You know why I don't worry about it? Well, number one, I'm in Mexico. That's part of living out here. If you were living in Miami, it's probably the same thing too. I'm sure a lot of cities in the USA are also very noisy, okay? Now, Why don't I care? Well, my content, my videos are about living out here in Mexico. So obviously people talk about the noise a lot, you know, whether it's the guy doing some construction, whether it's a dog barking, whatever it is, you know, whether it's the guy that's selling XYZ, going through the neighborhood, you know, blasting his bullhorn. Well, the reason I don't worry too much about the audio when it pertains to things like that is because, well, that's part of living out here. So if you hear it, great. You know what I mean? That's, again, as long as it's not so overly loud and distracting where I can't, you know, do my job, you know, which is talk. If it's in the background, it's background noise. It adds an element to what I'm doing, to the video that I'm doing, to the content I'm creating. Makes sense? So to me, that's why I don't worry about it. You know what I mean? It's just things like that. It's just, again, having a completely different mindset. Where before, you know, I would worry more about those things because, well, you know what I mean? Of course, you know what I mean? They, you know, everything has to be perfect. I got to have the perfect sound and sound, you know, that I don't even have my, again, just going back to, you know, the beginning of the show. I didn't even have my microphone connected. Okay? Give me a break. All right? So it goes to show you what is more important to me than anything else. You know what I mean? Which is, again, my own, you know, physical and mental health. And instead of stressing over these things, I laugh about them. I have a good time. We're having a good time. It conveys through the video, through the live stream. You know, we're all having a good time. If you're not having a good time, if you're not being entertained, if you find it annoying, well, again, you know, you can just not watch. And you're not going to be hurting me at all whatsoever. You know, because again, I would like to, you know, even though it's difficult, you know what I mean? But again, you know, I would like to, you know, have more like-minded individuals out in the audience than on people that don't think alike or don't find a lot of these things. By the way, please let me know if the noise is too loud because it is getting a little louder. And if it is, let me know. And that way I don't want it, you know, I don't want it to, I don't know how it sounds on your end. So I don't want it to be too distracting. Let me know and I can close that window to, again, minimize a little bit of the noise. All right. But anyways, let me see. I'm just reading the chat real quick to see if you guys had anything to say. But yeah, anyway, so, you know, way of life is very different out here. You know, in Mexico, you know, by the way, I also happen to live in Mérida, Yucatán, which is a lot more laid back than other parts of Mexico, even though Mexico is very laid back. But this is very laid back over here. But the thing about Mexico is that, you know, outside of a few places like, let's say, Mexico City or other big major cities that are big bustling, you know, areas of commerce, and I can go on and on. You know, at the end of the day, you know, most Mexicans can choose what they want, how they want to live their life. You know, meaning, hey, do you want to, you know, live a very American style, you know, go, go, go lifestyle? Or do you want to just be a little bit more laid back and live a little bit more of a Mexican lifestyle in which, you know, other things are more important, you know, which is, again, spending time with your dog or spending time with your kids and your family, you know, not just your immediate family, but your family, you know, where things like Sundays out here in Mexico, Sundays are sacred. You know, people care more about, you know, spending time with the family and going to family dinners and doing all that stuff. You know what I mean? As opposed to, it's like, hey, I got to work on Sunday, which, again, things happen. Of course, people work on Sunday. Of course, things are open on Sunday. Of course, you know, there's exceptions to the rule. But for the most part, you know, if people can avoid it, they do. All right. And they tend to spend more time, you know, whether it's alone with their own immediate family or, hey, we're going to go to Sunday dinner at grandma's or at mom's house, you know, and things like that. So anyways. All right. So anyway, shout out to everyone out there. Look, see, you like this little Cheems, you know, glass here, a little mug. I'm sorry. Nice coffee, a little Cuban coffee there. A lot of Cuban coffee. So let's talk about health, okay? So besides, you know, living in a world out here in Mexico, in a country in which, you know, stress is greatly reduced just because of the way of living out here, the way people live their life out here, a lot of things that cause stress, believe it or not, are things that you cannot control, in a sense. Okay, so, you know, a lot of people in the USA, okay, one of the reasons that they stress out so much is because they can't even go see a doctor, all right? And that's just the reality of it. You know, it doesn't matter what's wrong with you. You got to think about it twice, three times, four times, six times before you actually go see a doctor. And then when you go see a doctor, it's expensive, okay? No matter what, you know, whether you're paying it through insurance or not, it's expensive. And then on top of it being expensive, you know, once you get to the doctor, you know, the doctor is basically, you know, they have a script, all right, that they have to follow, and it does not matter, you know, what you, you know, what your disease or your situation is. You know, they're just going to give you, again, it's a script, you know, basically, hey, take this pill, hey, do this thing, yada, yada, yada. There's no, you know, room, you know, for them to actually be a doctor and suggest different things. Okay, where again, in Mexico, it doesn't matter what you have or what your situation is. You know, again, you can go see a doctor for as cheap, okay, as $3 American, okay, or, you know, $25 to $50, okay, for like a specialist, all right, or just a regular doctor, right? But it doesn't matter. You know, it's an, in that whole range, okay? You get to choose. So, for example, let's say that, you know, you just have a boo-boo, or you have a you know, nagging cough, or, you know, whatever it is, you know, you can just go to the cheap doctor. And the cheap doctor, you know, which is most pharmacies out there. In fact, real quick, might as well bring Mr. Simi out, Dr. Simi. Where, you'll see this guy all over Mexico. So this is Dr. Simi, okay, from Farmacias Similares, all right? Similares Pharmacies, and all Similares pharmacies has a doctor that you can go see for $3. And that doctor, you know, will basically help you out with whatever it is you need. Okay. And if they determine, hey, listen, like, you know, your situation is a little bit more complicated, you know, than you think it is, or that, you know, that I can help you with. So here, let me recommend you go to XYZ doctor. Look, you might go have to see the dermatologist. Look, you might have to go see a arthroscopic knee surgeon. I don't know, whatever. Like, what is it? You know, what is it? A bone doctor, whatever. Anyways, you know what I'm saying? You know, or an eye doctor, or whatever it is. But at the very least, you can go to a very affordable doctor, all right, without insurance, okay? You go to that doctor, and he'll give you a diagnosis. Sometimes, you know, everything is cured and fixed right then and there. Some, but other times you might have to go see a specialist, and it's up to you whether you want to go see a specialist or just an actual doctor that can actually help you out even further. And on top of that, you know, again, you have the option here to see multiple doctors. Okay, let's say that you get a dire diagnosis. Again, knock on wood, nothing happens. But let's say you do get a dire diagnosis of something like, you know, cancer or something like that. Well, listen. You know, again, you can go to multiple doctors, and all those doctors, you know, can, you know, look at you, and, you know, so they'll determine different things. And if all of a sudden all the doctors, you know, are basically telling you the same thing, well, all right. But if you're going to four doctors and all four doctors are telling you four different things, you get what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like you have options, and therefore, you know, since there's not a consensus on your exact diagnosis, well, guess what? You know what I mean? There's various treatments for your situation. So you might go to Dr. A, doctor number one, and he tells you, you know, hey, look, you got this XYZ diagnosis. You treat it. It doesn't work. Well, you go to the same doctor, and he goes, well, I don't know what else to do. Or he might say, all right, we're going to try something else. And something else, and so on and so forth. Or he might even say, hey, look, my hands are tied, but look, I know another doctor, okay, that can help you out with this situation. And so he'll send you a referral. It might just be his friend, you know, or, you know, his friend that, you know, again, my, or another doctor that he knows, another colleague that is going to be able to help you out with that situation. But the thing is, it's like things are not so black and white out here. And the reality is like, look, you know, I know somebody, all right, that they had a health situation. And every time that they would go to the doctor, you know, the treatment didn't fix the situation until eventually, you know, after going to multiple doctors, you know, that doctor, you know, the last doctor was able to diagnose it correctly because they went and they did extra studies, extra work, extra everything. And all of a sudden they were able to get the right diagnosis, get the right treatment. And now that person is finally better, you know, or getting better, slowly but surely getting better. And the same thing happened to me with my knees. You know, for the longest time, you know, I was having knee problems, right? And, you know, a lot of it just came from, you know, my line of work. I used to, you know, again, be a chef, you know, be on my feet a lot, be very stressed out. My diet, I could go on and on. There was many reasons why my knees were shot. And you know, a lot of the times, you know what I mean, the doctors that I would go to, you know, because I was trying to get the best treatment possible, so I would go to really good doctors, you know, they would just tell me, oh, you need surgery, or you need this, or you need that. And it's like, look, I don't want to do any of those invasive, procedures. And eventually, you know, after talking to a good friend of mine that had, like, some sort of surgery on her wrist, you know, she basically said, hey, look, my doctor's really, really, really good. You should go check him out, talk to him, and see what he has to say. I went, and I've said this story before. I went to that doctor, and I told the doctor everything and what I don't want. You know, meaning I don't want to take medicine. You know, meaning I don't want to take, pharmaceuticals. I don't want to have surgery. I don't want to do any of these things unless that is my only and last choice. All right. So he said, all right, no problem. You know what I mean? This is what we're going to do. You're going to get some physical therapy. Okay. You're going to do XYZ exercises. You're going to start taking some glucosamine. Okay. And by the way, when he gave me the glucosamine, I was like, hey, wait a minute. This has like some sort of painkiller. I don't want a painkiller. I just want straight glucosamine. No problem. Straight glucosamine. Long story short, my knees are better. A lot better. So much better. Well, I don't really complain about my knees anymore. And when I do have some pain or some whatever, I already know. I got to do some stretching. I got to do my exercises, which I probably stopped doing, you know, and so on and so forth. And do I have to worry about surgery? Probably not. Probably never. Okay? So it's just so many things like that. So many, you know, options that you have medically out here that you just don't have in your home country. You know, it's just simple as that. And so believe it or not, that helps so much, you know, with, you know, your mental health as well. Because you, like, for example, in the USA, since, okay, look, I've been here 6 years, okay? I am 42 right now, okay? I've been here 6 years already, all right? So basically from, you know, 20 years old all the way up until I was 36, 37, 38 years old, I didn't trust doctors anymore, all right? Because not only did I not trust doctors, okay? I can go on that, but I couldn't afford to go to a doctor, even if I wanted to, because I was poor. I was just a working class individual, a chef, a cook, you know, and I just didn't make enough money. And we didn't get no medical benefits. I didn't get none of that. I didn't get nothing, all right? So I was always trying to do everything humanly possible to not get sick, to not injure myself. And if I ever did, I had to figure it out on my own. Not because I wanted to, it's because I didn't have a choice, all right? So when I came to Mexico, the same thing happened. It was a very similar situation, all right? And, you know, because of all that, you know what I mean? Well, guess what? You know what I mean? Like, I didn't trust doctors. I didn't know what my first option wasn't to go to a doctor when things happened out here. But after living here a while, you know, talking to, you know, having friends that are Mexican, my wife, you know, that's Mexican, born and raised out here, and basically showing me through her own actions, because anytime that anything happened to her, whatever it is, you know, any little bump or bruise, or, you know, like I got a cough, I got a cold, I got a whatever it is, an allergy, whatever it is, she would just go to the doctor. Okay. And again, I would go to the doctor with her, and to the point where I was like, well, wait a minute. You know, these doctors are great. You know, these doctors are actually taking the time to sit there with you. All right. And again, the consult, the initial consult with the doctor could be as short as 5 to 10 minutes, or it could be 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Just depending on your situation. And each doctor, each time you go to the doctor, depending on your situation, well, that's going to depend on how long the consult is. And they're not charging you per minute. No, that's not how it works. It's they're there to help you out. Okay, and sometimes it takes longer than other times. Depends again on what it is you got to deal with. You know, sometimes it's a simple, oh, you got a simple allergy, ta 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 ta. Here, take this. That's it. Or sometimes it's like, all right, we got to run a few tests, da 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 da. You know, all right, let me, you know, just do this. Let me check your ear. Let me check your this. Let me do that. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, okay, boom. That's what it is. We figure it out. And sometimes it's, you know, talking. You know, they got to talk to you. They got to know more about you, your situation, what got you to that point, okay, of being sick, until they can determine what it is. You know, they're playing, you know, Inspector Gadget. You know, they're playing, Sherlock Holmes, you know, whatever it is. And that's what they're supposed to do. It's not just like, again, in the USA, you know, you go, oh my God, my tummy hurts. You go to the doctor and they just say, all right, here, take this pill. No, but wait a minute. Listen, that's the only solution. That's it. Here's your bill, $60,000. Like, what, huh? So Joe Peach says, Jose, 4 ads already. I understand the need for ads, but wow, I hope it's just me. Oh, yeah, guys, tell me about that. Oh, okay, yeah, sorry about that. The thing is, okay, so real quick, before I keep going with that, sorry about the ads. It has something to do more with YouTube than me. I got to fix that in the options because now they switched up the whole ad situation. And so, anyways, long story short, yeah, thank you for letting me know. Otherwise, I would never know, all right? By the way, before, how many ads were there? Because, you know, YouTube prompted me to switch, you know, how the ads are given, you know, through live streams. And I picked the option, which was the least amount of ads, okay? But I used to have an option where I used to put them in manually, which I didn't put anything manually. I just let YouTube kind of figure it out. So let me know. Let me know how it was before. Please. I'm sorry about this. You know, I need your help on this, guys. Let me know how the ads were before and how they are now. I can't switch it at the moment. We're live. But going forward, I'll switch it, okay? Back to hopefully what it used to be, because 6 ads, you know, in, you know, 30 minutes is too much. Too many ads. Especially live. I don't like, you know, ads to be live. You know what I mean? Ads should be during regular standalone videos, all right? Look, even Gizmo doesn't like it, all right? Gizmo's not happy with that situation, all right? So, anyways. Oh, yeah. Shout out to everyone out there. Don't forget to hit the likes. Likes. Wait, let me see if I can trigger that thing. Anything? Hey, all right. Well, I triggered something. Anyways. So, but anyways, long story short, you know, out here you have a lot more access to doctors. So, you know, by me just hanging out with my wife, you know, her having to go to the doctor for all these things. Well, now whenever, and by the way, I never really have to go to a doctor. Thank goodness, you know, I have a very strong constitution. I'm a very healthy individual. I'm always taking care of my immune system and so on and so forth. Just out of practice, you know, because again, in the USA, you had to do that. You know what I mean? And, you know, again, I worked in an industry where there was no such thing as a sick day, all right, or an off day. So I had to figure it out and make do. So it's translated well to my life in general because, well, I'm constantly always trying to keep my body and my health, you know, at top notch, all right, as best I can. So I don't get as sick as often. Believe it or not, my wife gets a lot sicker than I do, you know, on a regular basis, all right? Just regular things, you know, a cold or this or that, whatever it is, you know, as opposed to me. But with that being said, you know, I have gone to doctors out here for multiple things, and all the experiences have been amazing, all right? And a lot of it had to do, again, just because I would go with my wife to the doctor, and I would see how the doctors were, how they treated her, how they treated the situation, you know, how when I first started doing YouTube, when I first moved out here, when I first moved out here and I was a little bit more hands-on, you know, helping people out, you know, with, you know, what is it like, you know, helping them run errands and do all this stuff. By the way, I don't do that anymore, but I have my assistant, Stephanie. All right, she's the one that does all that. So again, if you need someone to go to the doctor with you, if you need someone to do, you know, all these things, translating, whatever, all these services, okay? She's the one to do that with. But anyways, back in the day, I was just trying to make money because I need to pay, you know, the bills. I need to put food on the table. And I wanted to just stop, you know, editing videos for other people and doing, you know, a bunch of freelance work. So, you know, a lot of people offered me, hey, if I pay you, you know, would you come with me to the doctor or to the bank or to whatever to help me with XYZ? But, you know, I don't like doing that. That's not what I do, all right? That's not my thing, all right? I used to be a cook, not working front of the house. I wasn't a waiter, okay? So, long story short. What was I going to say? But just my experiences, you know, going to multiple doctors with multiple people, not just with my wife, has really, you know, been able to help me out in understanding how the medical system works out here and how amazing it is and how inexpensive it is and how accessible it is and accessible to everybody, no matter what your income level in Mexico, okay? Again, especially for Mexicans, all right? So with that being said, and I saw that the poorest of poor Mexicans had access to healthcare, all right? All the healthcare, and everyone in between obviously had healthcare as well and access to that. Well, again, it gave me a lot of confidence in the fact that like, oh, this is awesome. This is great. I mean, I myself can go, you know, to the doctor, you know what I mean, at any point in time and you know, be, you know, rest assured that I'm going to get the best treatment possible. Because not only were the doctors, you know, friendlier, not only were the doctors, you know, spending a lot more time with the individuals, that, you know, again, they would give, you know, diagnoses, they would talk things through, they would give multiple options, not just one option, you know, and so on and so forth. There's like, oh, wow, wait a minute, doctors out here are actual doctors. All right. And that gave me so much more confidence that, again, now, you know, again, knock on wood, I really don't have to go to the doctor. But now, you know, whenever I do have anything, you know, wrong with me or whatever, I just go to the doctor. That's it. You know what I mean? And I don't try to self-diagnose or try to self-fix anything. I mean, I kind of do still, but, you know, after a short time, I'm like, all right, I got to go to the doctor. So, and that's it. You know what I mean? It's not like it's something that is not accessible to me or others out there. All right. By the way, because I'm watching the viewers, okay? You know, because I could have like stats on my end here, and I could see like a big drop off in viewership, and then, you know, or people watching now, and then a big, you know, jump. I think it's because of the ads. All right. I'm definitely going to be fixing that after this live stream. So, again, I sincerely apologize out there to you guys because, look, I know some people are suggesting to do YouTube Prime, but look, not everybody can afford YouTube Premium or Prime or whatever it is, you know? But, you know, or using an ad blocker or anything like that, I get it. You know, it's not for everybody. It's, you know, some people do watch the ads. And by the way, thank you. Thank you for all of you guys that actually do watch the ads because it helps me. You know, that's how I get paid from YouTube, okay? Because, look, that's one thing I always like to say, you know, like for a lot of you guys out there that want to help me out or help the channel out and there's no other way to help out, you know, besides liking the videos, sharing the videos, and all this other stuff. You know, one way that you can help without having to donate anything except a few minutes of your time or a few seconds of your time is watching the ads. That helps a lot. Not only does it help a lot, you know, with a few pennies in my pocket, which adds up, but it also helps with the channel, believe it or not, because when you're watching ads, well, guess what? You know what I mean? YouTube is like, oh, great. The people not only love Jose's content, but they will watch the ads as well. So we're going to give him more viewership. We're going to pump his videos out even more. We're going to recommend his videos more. We're going to help the channel grow because people, you know, not only watch the videos, but they also watch the ads. So a little FYI, guys, all right? So, but anyways, thank you to all of you guys out there that help me in every single way or any way that you can. Again, sometimes just watching and interacting is a big help, okay? You know, so anyways, I really, really appreciate you guys very much, all right? All right, I see someone, Baron Von Crunch out there is asking me, Jose, another YouTuber mentioned that public hospitals in Mérida will not charge you for ER visits. Is that true? I don't know. I only had to go to ER once, okay? And they did charge me for the ER, but I don't think they charge you for the ER visit. You know, obviously, if you're going to the ER, you know, things happen. Look, okay, let me answer that question, okay? The best way I know how to answer it, okay? If you go to the ER, okay, they're going to charge you if, you know, the doctor is seeing you and treating you with something. But if you go to the ER and the doctor just basically looks at you and it only takes a few minutes to let you know, hey, listen, you don't got nothing wrong with you and I'm not going to prescribe anything and yada, 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 they're probably not going to just charge you for that. Makes sense? Okay, so I think that's kind of like where this, where the, you know, if you go to the ER, they might not charge you because they're charging you. I mean, because there's nothing to charge you for. You know, just what, going into the hospital and asking the doctor XYZ question, that's not really grounds for charging. But in the USA, I get it. They charge you for everything, even if you're going to ask the doctor a question. So I think that's the thing. Now, I myself really haven't had any personal experience with the ER, only when I, you know, kind of first moved here. And I remember I got that gash right here and I had to get like 7 stitches on my arm, on my wrist. You know, again, yeah, and I got charged at the ER. But again, you know, going to the ER, you know, what is it? Getting my paw fixed, okay? And getting the medicine and everything. Everything costs like around 1,000 pesos, like 900 to 1,000 pesos, give or take, all right? So, you know, that's what it cost me for that. So, you know, again, about now, that was a private hospital. I went to a private hospital. Now, if you go to a public hospital, they do have, I'm sorry, I misread. If you do go to a public hospital, because by the way, Mexico has free healthcare, free public socialized medicine, like they have in Canada, like they have in Europe, and so on and so forth. But, you know, for all my Canadian and European friends out there, you guys know that socialized medicine is not that good. It's pretty crappy, all right? So, same thing, sorry. Same thing goes out here, okay? Where social, again, public hospital, free healthcare, that's not necessarily what you want, unless it's the only option you have. So most Mexicans, no matter how poor they are, they can at the very least afford to go to Dr. Simi. They can at the very least, you know, try to see if they can gather their few pesos, you know, a few bucks, a few, you know, whatever, you know, in order to go see an actual doctor. Now, of course, I get it. You know, sometimes there's emergencies. But look, for example, when it's already been a year and a half. But a year and a half ago, Christian had a bad accident. She was painting a mural, and she was painting the mural over a and she was okay. She was the mural was by a pool. The pool was empty, and it was a deep pool. Okay, and as she was painting, you know, she, you know, took a misstep and she fell, and she landed on her heel, and she cracked her heel in half. Okay, she could have gone to the free public hospital and I guess get treatment, but she knew better, you know what I mean, that to go there. Okay, so she went to the Red Cross, and so she went to the Red Cross, all right, through the emergency room. They treated her there, and all subsequent treatments, you know, all the way until she got better, was done at the Red Cross. We would go to the Red Cross a lot, you know, because again, that's where her doctor was, you know, that's where her treatment was and all this other stuff. But it was it was more like, again, like a public free hospital, but it was nothing free about it. And it wasn't a private hospital. OK, but she did have to pay. And yeah, you know, I guess it was expensive, you know, compared to other doctors out there. But they were amazing. OK, long story short, what I got to say is that the Red Cross, amazing. But yeah, she was able to go to that emergency room, get her treatment, get fixed up, and she's good as new. But it took a long time. And by the way, it cost several thousand US dollars, you know, once it was all said and done, all right, to get her fixed and get her right again. But long story short, you know what I mean? Even Christian, you know, she knew that we didn't have that much money. But again, at the end of the day, it was an emergency and we needed to take care of it. So we went there. Now, the good thing about Mexico is that you pay as you go. So, you know, we paid as we went. You know what I mean? Basically, you know, she had the initial, you know, payment she had to make when she went, and subsequent payments, you know, throughout the visits and the treatments and to get the cast and to get to this and to get to that. But long story short, you know what I mean? That's what she did. That's what we did. And yeah, you know what I mean? She was as good as new. It took a while, obviously, you know, like when you break a bone, it's not good. It's not easy to recover from that. And it took her, well, first of all, it's like initial 6-month recovery, you know, from beginning to end, you know, from cracked bone until it got, you know, she got her cast off and she had to walk again and do all that stuff. And then probably another 6 months until she was pain free. All right. So like 100% pain-free. So, but yeah, we went through the Red Cross. So look, if you got like a super major emergency, I would recommend you go to a private hospital or you go to, you know, the Red Cross or something like that. Public hospitals, they're there. And, you know, they can help you, you know what I mean? In a super duper dire emergency that you're broke, which again, I don't recommend you, you know, you be out here in that kind of a situation. Because again, even me, my broke ass, you know, when no matter what my situation was, I was able to always pay for the doctor or for this or for that, you know, figure it out. But if you're in a situation where you're not, you don't have any savings, you have no way to get more money, you have no way to, you know, fix the situation. Well, then, yeah, I guess you're not going to have a choice but to go there. But I'm telling you, it's not the first choice of most Mexicans. Okay, just like, again, if you're in Canada or in Europe in some countries, you know, that, and they get that socialized medicine, you already know the horror stories, you know what I mean? Where it's like you're waiting months and months. Look, I'll give you another example. I have a neighbor of mine that needed back surgery, okay, like back surgery, okay, and she couldn't afford it at all, you know what I mean? It's expensive. It's extremely expensive. Expensive for a Mexican, okay? You probably look at the price, you know, for back surgery, and it's probably like $10,000, you know, U.S., all right? It's probably affordable to you, you know, where in the USA, it's probably just $10,000 for a couple days in the hospital. But anyways, I digress. And by the way, it might be a lot less than $10,000. It might be $5,000, right, to get back surgery. I don't know. But all I'm saying is that, you know, her option, you know, she had no other option but to go through socialized medicine. And so even though she got diagnosed that she needed back surgery, and she needed XYZ done and all this other stuff, she had to wait over, I think, 2.5 years before she was able to go to Mexico City. Because, again, we're in Mérida, Yucatán. So she had to travel to Mexico City on her dime, on her own dime. And then once she was there, you know what I mean? Sorry, Gizmo's distracting me for a second there. He's probably barking at something out front, right? Anyways, so yeah, long story short, you know, she had to wait like 2.5 years until finally she was able to get an appointment with the surgeon, okay, the socialized medicine surgeon in Mexico City. And then after that, she had to figure out a way to get out there and then, you know, have the whole procedure done. By the way, she got the procedure done and she's now in recovery and she's doing fairly well. She's doing really good. I had another friend of mine, another Mexican friend of mine, that he had to get, he had a situation and he had to get some skin grafts. And he had the opposite situation where he, you know, he, again, waiting for over a year for this and finally went to Mexico City, you know, same thing, you know, after he got the appointment, got the thing, and went to Mexico City. Once he got to Mexico City, they said, no go, we can't do the surgery. I don't know what the reason was. I don't know what the situation was there, but he couldn't get the surgery and he had to fly his ass back and not get the surgery. Okay. But just to, again, socialized medicine out here, you know, it's just like socialized medicine in most of the world. But the good thing about Mexico is that, well, it's a very capitalist country. So therefore you got all the options. Okay. You got the cheapest option. You know, again, you can go to Dr. Simi. All right. Or, you know, you can, you know, go to the most expensive doctor, hospital, get the best, you know, medical care. They got the best medical everything out here and so on and so forth. Now, of course, you know, the more, you know, upscale you go on your medical treatment, well, the more it's going to cost you. It's as simple as that. Okay. But the point I'm making is that you have all the options. And let's say that you initially, you know, you got your back problem. You go to Dr. Simi, you know, pay like, again, $3-4, you know, to go see the doctor. The treatment and the medicine they give you is not enough. You got to go see another actual doctor specialist. It might be $25 or $50, you know, to go see that doctor. And eventually they determine you got to get surgery. And then, you know, they do the whole diagnosis or the, whatchamacallit, what is it like? You figure out what the price is. Because this is another thing about Mexico. You know, out here, it's just like anything else, you know, like any other, you know, form of any other purchase, you know, meaning, hey, I got to get back surgery. So you shop around and you see, and, you know, not just for the best doctor, but the best price. So anyways, long story short, Once you determine it's going to be like 100,000 pesos, you know, or $5,000, you know, to get the surgery, you know, and you determine whether you can wait and, you know, what is it, save up the money to go get the surgery, or you don't have a choice because you're never going to get that kind of money for that surgery. So you just go with a socialized medicine and you go down that route. You go to the, you know, socialized medicine route and eventually get your turn, okay, to get your surgery, to get your help. So I hope that makes more sense. That's a great question, by the way. I'm glad you kind of brought that up, you know. But that's how that works. You know what I mean? That's more how that works. So Joker's Wild says, you must be a Gremlins movie fan since you named your dog Gizmo. Yes, that's exactly why Christian named him Gizmo. I did not name him Gizmo. You know, when I was dating Christian, you know, he was already part of the family in the sense, you know, that was her, you know, her son. So, you know, obviously, you know, he came along for the ride. So, shout out to him. By the way, you know, obviously, you know, now me and Gizmo are inseparable. I love the guy, you know, even though sometimes I want to, you know, just like any other kid, right? Yeah, he's a big kid. He's a big fluffy kid, big hairy kid like me, you know, big hairy animal. All right. All right. Let me see. Let me read some comments here real quick. JLD says my husband cut his hand and it wouldn't stop bleeding, so we went to a private hospital in Ensenada and there was no wait, and he got stitches for like $70 US. There you go. See, it's about the same as me. Let me see. Delfino says I'm Mexican but I've been living most of my life in California. I still love Mexico and I want to be I want to thank you for loving my country so much, Jose. Oh, no, you're kidding me? I constantly thank, you know, Mexico. You know, I love Mexico. You know, everything I do is basically a show of love. You know, I'm trying to return the favor, okay? Because as, how about this? As a freedom-loving American, all right? Freedom-loving, all right? I, believe it or not, you know what I mean? Like, that was my main concern. That's it, straight up. That was my main concern, you know, when moving out here, when leaving the USA, the fact that I didn't have any more freedom, and I came to Mexico, and man, you know, wow. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that they actually have freedom out here, you know, good, bad, ugly, whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. Freedom is the main reason I love it out here so much, and I try to, you know, let my audience know about how it is out here. Again, the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, some people don't like the fact that it's so free. Okay, it's as simple as that. And but anyways, yeah, no, are you kidding me, Delfino? I love it out here and I love Mexico. And I can't wait to become a Mexican citizen. The reason I haven't become a Mexican citizen yet is because I got to take a test and I got to, it's a whole thing. I've already looked into it. And again, as I go through that journey, I will share it with you as well. But it's not easy, all right? You know, meaning it's easy, but it's not easy, all right? So it's like, you know, it's going to take a lot of work on my end, on my part. And it's not through immigration. It's through another department, okay? Another Mexican department or, you know, what is it? Government, whatever. So James says, how can you buy a house down there? Do you go to the bank for a loan? No, no. How do you buy a house out here? You got to buy it cash. No, now once you're out here, you know, you've been in Mexico for a long time and you build credit through the bank, you know, and then so on and so forth. Then, yeah, you could probably get a loan. You know what I mean? And then with that loan, you can use it for a house. But it's not like in the USA. There's no mortgages or anything like that. I'm sure there's mortgages, but not for you unless you're a citizen. So it's not like in the USA. We just go, you know, put a little down payment, you know, just ask, you know, for a loan, get a loan, and then you buy a house. No. This is not a debt-based society like it is in the USA. So out here, you know, again, you got to figure out a way to afford the house. And, you know, yeah, it's not easy. It's not meant to be easy, right? So, but yeah, most people out here, you know, again, you can buy the house for cash. Again, that's why a lot of people, you know, they don't buy the big home or the big fancy home. They just buy whatever they can afford, you know, and sometimes it's you know, not the prettiest thing. Now, eventually they make it into like the prettiest thing, you know, but it takes a lot of work, time, and effort. But the most important thing is that out here, a lot of Mexicans can afford, you know, in one shape, form, or another, to get a home. It might, again, and then just, you know, build on it, you know, as the years go on. So, hope that makes sense. All right. Let me get a little coffee break here. Love coffee. Love it so much. By the way, this is Cuban coffee from Miami. Look, see? Can you see it? I don't want to spill it, but... All right. So, yeah, I love the coffee out here. The coffee out here is amazing. But listen, I'm a spoiled Cuban, all right? I've drank enough coffee for enough non-Cuban coffee for way too many years. And I just, you know, now that's one of my luxuries, okay? I get my Cuban coffee, you know, whether they bring it to me or, you know, from Miami when they come visit, or I just buy it from Amazon, all right? And yes, I pay a premium for it, okay? It hurts every time I got to buy coffee, all right? God, but it feels so good when I drink it. So, totally worth it. All right. Action J says, the video of you driving or riding around Merida and showing us the beauty. I love Mexico. Oh, I'm glad you love those videos. By the way, so I got the truck working, you know, again. Yay! You know, oh, by the way, yo, man, so happy with it. My gosh. Best mechanic ever, man. Anyways, yeah, you know what I mean? I've already taken it on a few drives, you know, here and there, even though I don't have too much time to take it on rides. But yeah, I've been taking it on a few rides here and there, and like, wow, you know, it's just so much better now. And, you know, how about this? One of the few things that used to stress me out was, you know, driving my truck, you know, lately. And, you know, it'd be right before I took it to the mechanic, simply because, you know, oh man, there's something. Oh, there it is. Okay. And I gotta shave that little area there. Anyway, so what was I saying? Yeah, that was one of the things that was stressing me out because, the thing would, like, you know, kind of shut off whenever. It wasn't working properly. There was just too many things. But, you know, again, shout out to Oscar out there. You know, he left the truck, my God, you know, as new as it could be for a 1988, all right? Carbureted motor, V8 monster of a beast of a truck. But now that, again, now I drive it and I'm having fun driving it and all this other stuff again, it's reduced my stress immensely. And by the way, I'm gonna you know, be recording more content driving around so that I can make more videos of the like, you know, in the future. But in the meantime, you're gonna be seeing a lot of other videos that I've been able to record, you know, walking around, biking around. I got a lot more interviews, you know, on deck, all right, and so on and so forth. I'm still undecided. The noise. Anyways, I'm still undecided as to, you know, what video I'm going to be publishing this Sunday. Okay. It could be another interview or this other video that I'm trying to edit, you know, so I can get it out in time so that you guys can watch it on Sunday. It's me, Christian, and my friend Dave. We went to a local village to celebrate a local festival. And it was awesome. And that's the one I really want to bring for you this Sunday. But again, it's going to all be determined as to whether I get to finish it in time or not. If not, I already got another video already ready to go, which is, you know, an interview. Okay. An interview with my really good friend, Katie. All right. Shout out to her. She's the one that painted that right there. That's Gizmo right there. He's been immortalized. All right. So you'll get to see more on that, you know, hopefully soon. So we'll see, you know, again, tune in on Sunday, you know, to see what video I drop, okay? Either or, they're both going to be good, okay? So it's just, you know, I got my own method to my madness, all right, as to why, you know, I want to release one video over the other, and so on and so forth, all right? But yeah, viva Mexico. I love Mexico. Just going back, well, anyways, I want to keep talking about health, okay? We'll talk about real estate. We'll talk about all that stuff in other episodes, all right? But yeah, long story short, you know, in order for you to, you know, afford, in order for me to purchase a house out here, I got to have money, cash money, okay? And then that cash money, you know, it's a down payment, you know, initial payment, whatever, and then get a loan. But look, how it works is like this, okay? Again, it's similar to the U.S., but a little different. Again, you got to build credit. You got to be here a while. So, for example, if you're here on a tourist visa, you got no Mexican credit. If you're here just on a temporary residency and you don't even have a Mexican bank account, again, negative credit. You're not even in the system. But, you know, once you get a Mexican bank account and you're constantly moving money through there and using it, well, at some point, the bank is going to be like, hey, how's it going, bank customer? We see that, you know, you're moving money around through the bank a lot. Would you like a credit card? Okay, and then if you say yes, well, then guess what? Now you have a credit card. You start using that credit card. You make sure you pay it, okay, on time. Okay, you're not really accruing or accumulating debt. You're using it as a vehicle to build confidence and credit with the bank. And then after a while, you know, the bank is going to say and offer you a loan or not offer you a loan, but you can at least, you know, go to the bank, you know, and ask for a loan. And they'll be like, all right, hold on. Let's check your bank history. They'll be like, oh, yeah, you've been a great customer with us for a very long time. How much do you want or how much do you need? Or they'll tell you, hey, look, this is how much you can, you know, let's run the numbers real quick. Oh, look, boom, this is how much we can loan you. And that's it. And then, you know, though, let's say it's, you know, 1,000,000 pesos. I don't know, whatever. You get that 1,000,000 pesos and, you know, you purchase a home with that, pay cash. And then you owe the bank. You're paying the bank for the loan. Okay. And it's not a mortgage. So therefore, you know, the bank, you know, let's say you don't pay that loan. Well, you know, there's other repercussions that you're going to have to deal with for not paying that loan. By the way, it's not like the USA where they just report you to the credit. No, they'll come knocking on your door. Hey, where's my money? You know, mafia style. Okay, that's another story for another day. But long story short, you know, they're not going to be taking your home. You know, again, you know, I mean, I don't know really how that works. But again, it's not a mortgage. It's a personal loan. Okay. So anyways, we'll talk more in depth on that in the future. I've already talked to Jose Novello. We've done real estate videos. We've talked about this before. Again, okay, you know, let's do this real quick. Okay, let's do a shameless plug real quick. By the way, please go to my website for more information, okay, on everything. But real quick, this is something you can do on my, this is my YouTube page, okay? Okay, my YouTube page. Okay, so go to my YouTube page. All right, you go to my YouTube page and you see right here the little magnifying glass next to store. You see where it says search. Okay, you can type whatever there. Okay, so let's just go with real estate real quick. Okay, real estate. Did I spell it right? Yeah, sorry. My English not so good sometimes. Okay, enter, and then boom. You see, there's the video I was telling you about. See, I went to his office and we talked about real estate, okay? And he, by the way, that is his specialty. You know, he's a Mexican real estate lawyer, okay? So you can go there and he'll give you some basics on what you need to know, who can purchase a home, yada, 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 yada. And again, if you want more information, you can reach out to him directly. He'll be more than happy to help you out. And then, you know, all the other real estate videos that I have talking about all kinds of things, okay? Now, again, same thing. You know, it doesn't matter. Let's say health. Just type in health. Again, the algorithm is very strong. Okay, very, see, look, we're talking about health insurance, talking about, again, the doctor, you know, again, the video that we're doing right now, you know, talking about public health insurance, you know, again, I can go on and on and on, all right? So do that, okay, please, you know, before you, you know, ask me any questions, you know, or, you know, again, send me an email or whatever, do this first because the answer might already be there, you know, and you don't have to wait for me to answer. You can just find your answer like that on whatever subject. And now, if, again, if you type something there and it doesn't show up, let's say you want to know about coffee, all right, and nothing shows up, like, all right, well, you can ask me the question about coffee, all right, whatever. I don't know what question you would ask me about coffee, but anyways, all right. So, but you get what I'm saying. The point is that, you know, use my YouTube page, okay? It is your best friend, okay? Now, okay, another thing you can do is just go to my website, okay? JoseAdiaga.com. You can see it right up there, okay? Go to my website. I mean, not only do I have my videos there, whatever, but again, free resources for living in Mexico. If you go all the way to the top, free local Mérida resources, and I can go on and on. Consultations. You want to do a free consultations. You want to support the show. You want a digital nomad job, whatever. Go there. All for free. All for free. For again, most of you guys already know, I don't charge you. I mean, I'm not selling you anything except for t-shirts or mugs or whatever it is I sell on my website. But the only thing I actually do sell you is my time. So if you want to, again, have a one-on-one consultation, one-on-one conversation with me, you want to meet me in person, That's it. That's the only thing I'm ever going to charge you for. Everything else is free. Now, again, before we, you know, I let you guys go here. By the way, we're still going to talk a little bit more. But, you know, I just want to give a shameless plug here. After we're done with this live stream, okay, I got my new channel, Jose Unleashed, okay? And you know, we already know it's more comedy based than anything else. But again, if you enjoy these live streams, you enjoy talking to me, you enjoy, you know, having fun here, and you want to keep the insanity and the hilarity going, join me over there. Right now, the schedule is basically when I'm done with these live streams on Thursday, we jump over there. You know, we just take like a little 30-minute break and we go over there. So, you know, last week we talked about why Americans can't cook. You know, Americans cannot cook. And then today we're going to be talking about being boring is all the rage. All right, what do I have to say about that? So, again, I'm going to put the link to that. Okay, so you guys can go and check it out. Hopefully I'll get to see you guys there after we're done here. All right. So again, you can see the timer there. All right. So 47 minutes from now, we're going to be going live over there. All right. And again, comedy. Don't take anything too seriously, guys. All right. That's what this is, right? Comedy. Okay. Does it say comedy? No, it doesn't say anything. Anyways, go check it out. All right. Back to the show. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. That, by the way, that was a commercial. My own, you know, an ad for me. You know, my channel has been sponsored by me. Anyways, all right. Let me see what questions you have, if any at all. So again, just going back to the ads, please let me know, you know what I mean? Like if the ads on this live stream have been too many or too annoying, all right? I've already got a little feedback that some of you guys have said that, you know, too many ads, too annoying right now. And I have it set at the lowest setting. And I don't like that. You know what I mean? I don't like all those ads. So we're going to try and fix that. So just let me know if it bothers you or not. In fact, I'm going to ask you guys a question, okay? To see. I'm going to end. Okay. Okay. There you go. Do the ads on this live stream bother you? All right? Please. Okay, if you know, have a few seconds of your time to just click, let me know so we can fix that. No, I mean, look, the reason that the ads bother me is because during a live stream, I don't want YouTube to just cut in between something important I'm saying, all right, to show you an ad so that, and then when you come back to the live stream, it's you missed on what I had to say. That's what I'm trying to avoid, okay? Honestly, that's really what I'm trying to avoid. During my regular videos, you know, I don't care about whatever ads they put, you know, and I appreciate you guys watching the ads. We already talked about that. But during the live streams, I don't like any ads. Now, once this video is published, yeah, again, you know, throw all the ads you want on there, YouTube. But during the live stream, during the actual live stream, again, think about it, you know, you're watching a sports, you know, some football or some basketball or whatever, baseball, and they put the commercial in between the inning. I mean, sorry, instead of putting the commercial during the actual break, you know, they actually, you know, as the guy's about to hit the home run, that's when they cut to commercial. And then when they bring you back from commercial, you know, they're all just sitting in the dugout. No, listen, no, that's, I'm trying to avoid that, okay? Makes sense. You know, hopefully it makes sense to you guys, right? Okay, Beach says he's only had one ad. Jesse Robles says, Jose, please do a video on the different investment options in Mexico, such as Cetes and Sofi. Listen, I've been asked that a few times already. I don't know anything about that. And that's not something that's in my realm of knowledge or expertise. Or I'm not even going to pretend like I'm actually going to put my money in there. Okay? Because I've talked to you guys before multiple times. You know what, you know, how most Mexicans invest in Mexico is buying gold or silver coins or buying physical property. That's it, physical gold and silver or property. They're not, you know, they're not looking into investing like a typical American invest. And that's why, you know, a lot of these investment vehicles in Mexico, they'll offer you like 11%, 12%, whatever it is, like a huge percent, okay? Because so little people invest in these things or trust the banks or government that they're begging people. You know, they're trying to give them as much incentive for them to park their money there. Okay? And by the way, I've already talked to a few people to see if they want to talk about these subjects with me online, you know, on a live stream or on a video, but I can't get anybody to bite, okay? So I, unfortunately, you know, I've tried, but I'm not going to pretend like I know. I'm not going to sit here and talk to you guys about, you know, all this stuff or give you guys financial advice on things that I myself don't even, you know, that I'm not a fan of per se. Like I said, you know, if I'm going to invest in something, you know, like that, I that's why I talk about Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, all right? Do that, all right? You can get your 10x gains or 100x gains or whatever it is. But the reality is that, you know, if you want real financial advice, then consult with a financial advisor on those subjects, okay? Not some random YouTuber with a talking horse. I mean, come on.
What are you trying to say? I invest in settings.
See, look, Lambo invests in settings and whatever else you said there. Do you want his opinion? You know? So, yeah, that's all I got to say. All right? I apologize, okay? Remember, I'm not perfect, okay? And I'm not going to pretend like, you know, I'm perfect. Again, this is why I try to stay in my own lane. And I'm doing more and more of the content that I'm more comfortable with. You know, which is, again, I want to do interviews. I want to bring you guys stories of other people that have been living out here. Or other Mexicans that live out here and tell you their stories, okay? So that way you have, you know, hands-on information and knowledge from other people and how they did what they did, how they got to where they got, how they live out here. And I could go on and on and on because I feel like that's a lot more valuable information than, you know, again, going out and if I'm going to spend time on things, you know, on whatever it is, you know, content for the channel, I'd rather, you know, again, do what I'm good at, you know, or what I think I'm good at and not, you know, not other stuff. So I'm glad that you guys are really enjoying the interviews, you know, that gives me a lot more incentive and want and desire to do them, even though I'm going to do them anyway. But I'm going to be more house tours on the way. The thing is that, look, okay, my method, okay, it's my idea behind, you know, the videos that I choose to do or the interviews I choose to do or the house tours I choose to do, I'm trying to bring you guys as much value as possible. So I'm not trying to give you the same story over and over and over again. When people reach out to me, I simply ask them, hey, you know, what makes you unique? What makes your story different or unique from everybody else or from the videos that I've already made? And if they cannot give me, you know, the proper answer, you know, meaning, hey, it's basically the same old story or it's already something that I've already done before, I'm not really that interested because you guys are not going to be interested either. You know, why do you want to hear the same thing over and over again? You know, so I try to bring you guys unique stories, unique interviews, and so on and so forth. You know, things that you guys would be able to really, really, you know, be able to get, you know, getting, you know, what is it like value out of? You know, that's my main thing out of this channel, is trying to give you guys as much value as possible. All right. So Adam says, can you recommend any reputable channels like yours where people give licensed professional advice like the law? No, I don't, because I don't watch any other channels. I don't. I'm sorry. I apologize, Adam. Sorry. You know, like I said, the only ones I can recommend is, you know, whatever's on my website. You know, it's as simple as that. You know, so, you know, like I said, free resources, you know. Well, free Merida resources. That's a little bit more. So right there, the only thing I can recommend is whatever I have on my website, okay? And why? Why do I recommend Stephanie? Well, because Stephanie is a friend of mine, and she's helped me out with a bunch of things. Why do I recommend Cynthia? Well, that's Gizmo's groomer and, you know, and veterinarian and stuff like that. Why do I recommend, you know, Jose Novello? Well, because, again, you guys know the story. He's helped me out a lot. Why do I recommend, you know, Ralph, you know, with the glasses, you know, because he's the guy that makes me my own glasses, okay? And by the way, we're going to do an updated video with him soon in the future. Same thing with Hansel, you know, the dentist, and so on and so forth. You know, that's my barber, which, by the way, I got to go to the barber soon. We're going to be doing another one with DeLorean. Cecilia, that's my good friend, and I can go on and on, okay? All right? So That's it. That's all I can recommend. You know, I'm not, you know, I don't watch other YouTube. Again, I've been living here for 6 years. Again, for anyone that knows my story, when I moved to Mexico, there was only like 3 or 4 YouTubers out there making content on Mexico. Today, there's a million, okay, doing, and why would I watch their content if I already live here, all right? And my content, okay, is basically telling you how, you know, I see things out here from my point of view, from my own experience. And again, that's why I'm focusing more on the interviews to give you, you know, more knowledge like that, you know, from other people that have lived here or other Mexicans that live here, okay? And so on and so forth, all right? Because that to me is more valuable, or at least something that I can at least, you know, bring to you guys, you know, that I think, you know, would be more valuable. No one else is doing that until they do. Again, I know there's a lot of people out there, you know, they're doing a lot of the videos that I do, which is, you know, doing the car drives or doing their bike rides or doing their walks, you know, whatever. I get it. You know, it's all good. You know, it's what is it? Imitation is a sincerest form of flattery. All right. I'm not worried about that. But I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Again, if anyone that knows me long enough, you guys know that there was nobody doing what I was doing, you know, at all. And now there's a lot of people. There's a lot of Jose's. Okay. Like Kanye says. Okay. I don't care what you think about Kanye. That's not what, but like what he says, you know what I mean? I love seeing all these little Kanyes all over the place. You know, now everybody's a Kanye, you know, now everybody's Jose. All right. So, you know, it is what it is. So I hope that makes sense. Jonathan says, there are a lot of videos about living in expensive houses and apartments in fancy neighborhoods. I like that you talk about living in real working class neighborhoods. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's what I, again, that's what I try to bring. I try to bring you, you know, points of views or, you know, literally views of things that, you know, no one else is really going to show you or wants to show you or cares to show you, you know? So, you know, it's funny. You know, Baron Von Crunch says, Lambo's collecting those sweet residuals from the Toy Story franchise. You know, that's where he's putting his money in, right? He gets those residuals and he invested in the Mexican stock market, right? Anyways, I had no idea he was from Toy Story, all right? Honestly. Oh, by the way, don't forget to hit the likes. There you go. Love that algorithm. You know, it's pretty smart. The AI. Sorry, that's the AI doing this, right? So... But what I was saying is, like, I didn't even know he was, you know, part of the Toy Story thing, you know what I mean? Until someone pointed it out, and now many people point it out. But again, how did I find Lambo? Well, a long time ago, when I was living in my old apartment, in my old place, he basically, some, you know, they had a kids' party. They threw him out. He's made out of styrofoam, by the way. And they threw him out, and I basically, you know, rescued him. And, you know, when I first rescued him, and I used him for my live streams, it was more for fun. You know, it was just more for like, you know, entertainment. Hey, let's have a laugh, whatever. But, you know, in long story short, you know what I mean? He stuck around, you know, to the point where now, you know, he lives with me. I live in the barn with him, all right? And the reason he's named Lambo, well, one of my good friends, you know, named him Lambo, all right? So, shout out to everyone out there. So, but anyways, just going back to the health, you know, again, what we were talking about here in today's episode. I know I always like to talk about a subject, and then towards the end of the live stream, we like to just, you know, again, answer questions and talk about other kind of random things. But yeah, you know, the reality is that once you get to Mexico, you know, you're going to quickly find out that your health is going to improve immensely, okay? Not only is the food healthier, not only is the lifestyle healthier, not only is, you know, your availability to doctors, you know, a lot more plentiful. But those same doctors, you know, they're actually going to be there, you know, to treat you correctly. You know, they're going to give you more time in the office. You know, that's one thing I noticed, you know, because again, in the USA, you go to the doctor and you're in and you're out. You know, they're just trying to, you know, again, they spend more time with your car at Jiffy Lube, okay, than a doctor spends with you in the doctor's office, okay, in the USA. But in Mexico, it's not like that at all. You know what I mean? Everybody gets the treatment that they need and they deserve. That's why sometimes, let's say that you go to a doctor and you have an appointment for 11 o'clock in the morning, and the doctor might not be able to see you till 11:45. And that's because, well, he had other patients ahead of you. And those patients, well, they took up time. You know, everyone's different. There's no strict schedule. none of that. Remember, again, all that stuff that makes everybody, you know, less stressed out and more mentally healthy out here. But long story short, you know, he sees you when he sees you. You know, again, the appointment's for 11. Just make sure to be there at 11 in case he is on time. But if he isn't on time, it's not a big deal. You know what I mean? Again, him spending quality time with all his patients means he's going to spend quality time with you as well and get to the bottom of whatever it is that is wrong with you and really, really, really treat you correctly. And again, a lot of times, you know, that treatment will vary. You know what I mean? Again, sometimes it's like you got to talk it out with him. You got to diagnose, you know, they have to, you know, figure out what the diagnosis is. You might come into the doctor thinking you have something wrong, you know, with your heart. And you quickly realize that, no, you actually got like a muscle strain in your back. Which, by the way, that was something that happened to me not too long ago. You know, I thought it was like, oh, my God, I'm getting chest pains or this or that. And then anyways, well, I went to the doctor. I did all the tests. Okay. And I was like, no, you're healthy as a horse. Literally. Okay. And you're healthy as a horse. Are you spending time with a horse, Jose? Anyways, no. That's what the doctor asked. No, but anyways, I was healthy as a horse. But then on top of that. On top of like being, you know, getting a clean bill of health, it's like, all right, you know, we figured out that, you know, obviously your heart is healthy, so you don't got nothing wrong with your heart. Let's see what else is going on. And then basically he did a few preliminary tests. Yeah, by the way, there's a cardiologist, all right? You know, he did that and he's like, oh, okay, well, how does this feel? Like, oh, you know, pain. And like, all right, it's your muscle. You got some muscle pain back there. You got something wrong with your shoulder, whatever it is. And then he wrote me a prescription to go see a physical therapist, a massage therapist to, you know, get that ironed out. Okay. All right. Instead of like, oh, you know, we the tests don't say anything, but you know what? I recommend that, you know, we give you this medicine from, you know, name your sponsored, you know, pharmaceutical company here. And, you know, just take that and, you know, that should fix you. No, it's not like that at all. Again, the test said my heart is healthy and everything's healthy. All right. You got some pain. What is it? We're going to figure it out. Oh, look, what do you know? It's a muscle. All right? So, yeah. No way. You know what I mean? Like, the medicine out here is above and beyond a million times better than the USA, all right? And by the way, you know, there's all kinds of medicine that you can get out here. There's so much all other kinds of treatment. You know, experimental treatments, stem cell treatment. I can go on and on and on. There's, like, so many options that you have out here, okay? So, you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful world when it comes to medical care. All right. So let me see if there's any. By the way, if you guys asked a question and it already went through the chat and I didn't get to see it or answer it, or a topic you want me to kind of discuss real quick, you know, and I didn't get to see it or answer it, please, you know, go ahead and ask it again. It's not a big deal. Okay. Let me see. So yeah, shout out to everyone out there. I love you guys. All right, let me see real quick. Okay, do the ads on the live stream bother you? Oh, look at that. Okay, 38 votes. 74% said no. Okay, so I guess I'll leave the ads, you know, the way they are. I won't really, you know, mess with them too much. Because again, I have no idea how you guys are viewing it on your end, all right? So, you know, again, I got to go with you on this, okay? So if you guys say that the ads are not bothering you, then okay, I'll leave it like that. But if they are bothering you, please let me know, man, because I really, really, really don't want it to affect the quality of the live stream. I don't really, during the regular videos, I don't really care. You know what I mean? Because again, that's YouTube doing its thing. It's more automated on that end. So whatever. You know what I mean? I let it do its thing, and there's ways around that. But when it comes to the live streams, again, it really does affect the quality during the live stream, not after the video is published, after we go live. You know, meaning once this thing is over, you know, how things go from there, that's, you know, not my concern of what YouTube does, all right? But yeah, like I said, you know, I do have a little bit of control, you know, about the ads during the live stream. And I thought I was doing the right, correct option. So again, I apologize. So, all right. Can you not hear me? Oh, no, that's okay. The mom is okay. You're probably watching at the beginning. So I apologize. you know, there was a little bit of a sound issue at the beginning, you know, but again, you guys already kind of saw that play out. Shout out to all of you guys out there. So, all right, guys, I think I'm going to wrap this bad boy up. I think I've beat this subject enough, you know, to a dead horse or whatever. You know, Dr. Simi says hi and bye. But yeah, long story short, guys, I really hope I was able to answer your questions. I really hope you guys enjoyed today's topic of discussion. If you guys have any topics that you would like for me to discuss in a future live stream, please feel free to leave it down below in the comments, okay? And, you know, if I've already answered that or talked about that, I'll link you the video so you can go see it directly. Or if I haven't, you know, then I will be more than happy to touch on the subject again. And by the way, sometimes we do talk about the same subject more than once, okay? So it's not like one and done. You know, I've made multiple videos on health because, again, it always changes. There's always a new audience. I can go on and on. You know, things, you know, change in the sense of, you know, I learn more about XYZ. And, you know, I want to share that with you. So shout out to, you know, to all of you guys again for helping me contribute to the show with your, you know, again, your help. With that being said, you know, again, this is why, you know, just going back to like the new content that I'm making going forward, you know, where I'm doing a lot more interviews and videos like that, because again, believe it or not, you know, there's only so much I can say and do on my end that, you know, it gets to a point where I'm just repeating myself. Okay. So that's why I'm trying to bring you guys new voices of people that, you know, are very interesting or have a lot of knowledge that you guys, you know, really, really, really could use. And, you know, they're not going to start a YouTube channel just to make a video or share their story. So this is why I'm starting to do that now, where I want to share, you know, unique stories. And again, it takes a lot of work. You know, it's not that easy, believe it or not. So, you know, it is what it is. So, all right, I think Rob Beef says the ads were a total of 20 plus seconds in the beginning. They didn't bother me, but you could have had people leave during the ads and they wouldn't show in the poll self-selection. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree with you. Thank you. But anyways, all right, guys. I think that's it. All right, guys. So again, remember, I'm not going anywhere per se. I'm leaving. We're done with this live stream, but I'm going to be going live over there in 25 minutes. So I'm going to be back on my other channel, all right? And we're going to be talking about, you know, whatever the hell I'm going to be talking about over there. You know, I highly suggest you go check it out. Here's the link so you guys can go, you know, go over there. Hopefully, I'll get to see you guys there. So far, you know, it's been a really, really, really good you know, first few episodes. Well, actually, episode 1 was pretty crappy. Episode 2, which was last week, was amazing. And hopefully, episode 3, which is today, is going to be also amazing. And again, we're focusing on comedy. We're living in clown world right now. I think most of you guys are fully aware of everything that's going on. It doesn't matter what your political leanings are or what you're thinking about XYZ or whatever, okay? If you're offended by anything I say or do on this channel, that channel, any channel, listen, I don't know what to tell you, all right? I don't know what to tell you, you know? Look in the mirror, have a little self-reflection, all right? But if you're not easily offended, you like to laugh, you want to really discuss things, you know, for the, you know, absurdity that they are, you know, and so on and so forth, please join me over there, not just today, but going forward, okay? We're going to try and do this every single Thursday and, you know, randomly. So go over there to my new channel. Again, hold here. I'll show you. Jose Unleashed, okay? Go over there. Subscribe. Hit the bell icon, okay? Right here. See? The bell icon, okay? All, okay? Why? So that way you know exactly when I go live, all right? Because I go live randomly, all right? And that way you'll never miss a thing. Now, again, if you miss a live stream, it doesn't matter because I'm trying to do, you know, again, it's like it's a show. I don't want to say podcast, okay? I feel like that has already been, you know, done to death. You know, that word doesn't even mean what it used to mean anymore. But, you know, the content I'm trying to make over there is something that you can, again, you're working at your job or you're doing things around the house or whatever it is you're doing, and you can just, like, listen to me talk and you can laugh and enjoy you know, doing your chores around the house, or enjoy, you know, your job a little bit more, because I'm there talking about, well, again, you know, clown world, okay? I don't know what else to call today's world, okay? The world and everything that we're living in today is just clown world to me, and hopefully it is to you as well. And if you feel that way, please go check it out. I would love to see you there. And I think that's it, okay? We're going to wrap this bad boy up. So you already know the deal, guys. If you like this kind of content, don't forget to please like, right? Please like, right? Is this thing going to please hit the like? Anyways, there we go. Hey, all right. Don't forget to please like, please subscribe, please share, please hit the bell icon. But more importantly than anything else, please stay awesome. I love you guys to death. Hope to see you on the other channel soon. And if not, hey, I'll see you here on Sunday. And I'll see you here next Thursday. Okay? So love you guys. Peace. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And see you later. Bye.